Ever feel like, you're just going through the motions, like someone else wrote the rules and you're just stuck following them?
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking go to school, get that job, buy the house, all that.
Right. The whole nine yards.
Exactly. Well, get this. We're diving into this blog post. Is it all a lie? Totally blew my mind. It's
Yeah.
saying, like, what if society is kind of like a giant cult, shaping how we think from day one?
It's wild, right? What really gets me is how sneaky it is. We're not talking about like robes and
Thank
chants.
goodness for that.
Right. But it's the stuff we just accept as normal, those unspoken rules, like who decided a corner office equals success or happiness is like how many likes you get.
Ugh, don't even get me started on that. That's what freaked me out about this blog post. I'm reading it and it's like, wait a minute, where did I even get these ideas? They even list them out, these rules we live by, work hard, seek approval, stay on the path. It's everywhere.
It really is. And the thing is, we're always told these rules are the key to a happy life. But, like, what if they're not? What if they're actually stopping us from figuring out what really matters to us?
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. So we're bombarded with these messages from, well, everyone, our families, on TV. Why is it so hard to break free, even when you start to question it all?
Well, think about it. This stuff starts young. We're talking little kids, and they're like sponges, right? They soak up everything, good, bad, whatever's around them. It just becomes their normal.
It's true. We don't even realize it's happening. It just feels, I don't know, right?
Exactly. Then throw in that fear of being the odd one out. We're hardwired to want to belong, be part of the group. So going against the grain, questioning those deep down beliefs can be scary. Like, what if I get rejected, left behind? Plus, let's be honest, sticking with what you know is comfy, even if it's not really working for you. Breaking out of that takes guts.
Tell me about it. It's like even the thought of ditching the plan, even if it's the wrong one, it's terrifying. Please tell me there's a way out of this mess.
There is. It's called introism. Think of it as a like a mindset, a way to approach life, where you ditch that pre-written script and you start writing your own.
Okay. Now you've got my attention. What exactly is entryism? Is this some full moon chanting situation?
No. Nothing like that. Introism is about questioning like everything. Why do I believe this? Where did this come from? Is it something you really believe? Or is it just what you were told to believe? It's about, taking back control of your own mind.
So, like hitting pause on going through the motions and actually thinking for yourself.
Exactly. From there, introism says define your own truth, what feels real to you deep down, not what you're supposed to be.
Wow, that's big, right?
Yeah.
Figuring out what you actually believe, not just following the crowd.
It is big, but it's not easy. This blog, it really stresses resilience. Because stepping outside what everyone expects, questioning everything you've been taught, that stuff, people might not like it,
It's like going rogue, right?
Yeah.
When everyone else is playing by the rules, you're like, nope, I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah, totally. And those bumps, those challenges, that's where the good stuff happens. That's where you get stronger, learn to trust your gut. And that's how you figure out, like really figure out who you are.
Okay. Yeah, I see how it all connects. Question everything, find your own truth, build up that resilience. But how do we actually do that? Like, how do I become an interest? Give me the steps.
Okay, great question. So, entryism is big on critical thinking, analyzing information, questioning everything. Don't just take things at face value. Like, let's say you've always heard money equals happiness. A critical thinker would be like, hold on, is that always true? Are there downsides to just chasing money? Are there other ways to be happy?
So instead of just accepting it, you're like putting it under a microscope,
Yeah,
looking at it from all sides.
you got it. And another thing, self-reflection. Super important. Take time to like really look inside yourself. What are your values? What lights you up? What makes you, genuinely happy? A lot of times those answers are buried under all that societal stuff.
It's like an archaeological dig. You're digging up the real you from under all that other junk.
Perfect analogy. And as you're uncovering those truths, you might find that some of the stuff you've been carrying around, it doesn't fit anymore. And that's fine. That's part of it.
So it's not about like trashing everything you were taught. It's figuring out what actually fits who you are. But what about everyone else? Like my family, my friends? What if what I believe now clashes with what they believe?
Yeah, that's tricky. Remember, the blog makes this point that the people who taught us this stuff, they were probably conditioned too, right? They might not even realize how much those societal norms affected them.
So it's not about blaming them. It's more like we all get shaped by what's around us.
Exactly. And it's about having compassion. for yourself and the people around you while you're on this journey of figuring yourself out. You don't have to force your beliefs on anyone, but you have a right to be you, authentically you.
It's like you can show them the way, but you can't make them walk it.
Well said. And you never know, maybe seeing you do your thing will inspire them to start questioning too. But at the end of the day, focus on your own growth. Create a life that feels right, true to you.
Okay, so we've talked about how society conditions us and how entryism can help. But let's go back to that cult comparison. That's intense, right?
It is, and it's meant to like make you think. Remember, it's not about some specific leader or group. It's about the whole system, the one that pushes us to all be the same, fit in. Think about it. From day one, it's follow the rules, get good grades, go to college, get the job, buy the house, start the family. It's like a pre-made life plan. Just add water, you know?
And if you step off that path, you're like a rebel, a failure.
Exactly. And that fear of not fitting in, of being judged, it's powerful stuff. It keeps people stuck, even if they're not happy, not fulfilled.
So how do we escape that cult mentality? Is it even possible?
It is, but it takes effort and a willingness to question everything. You got to recognize those beliefs and ask yourself, do they really work for me?
But wouldn't questioning everything lead to, like, chaos? I mean, we need some shared beliefs to function as a society.
Sure, sure. It's not about rejecting everything, like, out of hand. It's about figuring out which beliefs are really yours and which ones you just picked up along the way.
So, doing a mental inventory, keep what works, toss the rest.
Yep. And that can be amazing. Imagine waking up and realizing you can choose your own path, your own version of success, a life that reflects who you truly are.
That's pretty incredible when you put it like that. But it all starts with questioning, doesn't it?
It does. And that can be the scariest part, but it's also the most empowering. Once you start questioning, a whole world of possibilities opens up.
It's like stepping out of the matrix, right?
Yeah.
You see everything differently.
Exactly. And then you can start building a life that lines up with your values, with what you want, not what someone else decided for you.
This is seriously blowing my mind. I feel like I'm seeing everything in a new way, but it's also a little intimidating. Like, where do I even begin?
Well, the blog has a few ideas.
Yeah.
One is to pay attention to those times when you feel like conflicted, when you're doing what you think you should be doing, but it just feels off.
Those times when you're playing the role, but it just doesn't feel right.
Exactly. Those are signs that you're not being true to yourself, and they're a great chance to reflect. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? What do I really want? What would make me truly happy?
I'm starting to see how entryism isn't just some theory. It's about making choices every day that align with who you are.
Absolutely. It's about taking ownership of your beliefs, your values, your life. And it's about having the guts to step off that predetermined path and make your own.
Okay, so questioning, finding your own truth, building resilience, it all sounds good. But what does that look like in real life? Here's an example.
Sure. Let's say you've always been told college equals success, right? That's a big one. But maybe you're passionate about something that doesn't need a degree. Maybe you're an artist, or you want to start your own business, or you have a skill, something you're amazing at that you want to turn into a career.
So instead of just assuming college is the only way, you stop and think, does this really fit with what I want, what I'm passionate about?
Exactly. You might realize college isn't for you, and that's fine. Or you find a way to combine your passion with a more traditional path. The point is, you're making a choice, one that feels right for you, not just what everyone expects.
That's really empowering. What about in other areas of life? How can we apply entryism to things like relationships, our jobs, even the small everyday choices?
Okay, let's take relationships. We're constantly told that being in a romantic relationship is the key to happiness. But what if you're perfectly happy being single? Or what if you're drawn to a relationship that's not, like, the norm?
So again, it's about questioning those preset ideas about what a good relationship is and figuring out what works for you.
You got it. And in your career, maybe you choose a path that's less about money or status and more about finding work that feels meaningful. It could mean starting your own thing or working for a company that shares your values or going after a passion that others might think is impractical.
So it's putting your own definition of success first, not what society tells you success is.
Exactly. And even in those small, everyday decisions, entryism can guide you. Maybe it means spending your free time doing something that truly brings you joy, even if it's not cool. Or maybe it means standing up for what you believe in, even if it's not popular.
So living authentically, even in those little moments.
Exactly. It's about making choices that feel right, that reflect the real you, not the person society tries to make you be.
This is giving me a lot to think about. It's like, wow, I'm realizing how much of my life has been shaped by what other people expect.
Oh, and that's huge. Recognizing those influences is the first step to breaking free.
But what about those times when it feels like everyone else has it figured out and I'm the only one questioning everything? It can be kind of lonely.
Trust me, you're not alone. Most people are just on autopilot, following those ingrained scripts without even realizing it. And the truth is, there's no one right way to live. What works for one person might not work for another, and that's a good thing.
So it's okay to embrace the unknown, to be on this journey, even if it feels messy sometimes.
Absolutely. And the more you lean into that journey, the more you'll connect with others who are doing the same. You'll find your people, the ones who support you being you, the real you.
I love that. Finding your people, it's like you don't have to do this alone.
Exactly. And when you're surrounded by people who celebrate your uniqueness, questioning, defining your truth, building resilience, it all becomes easier. It's like creating a support system where you can thrive as your true self.
That's so true. It's like, even though figuring myself out feels super personal, it's also part of something bigger, right? We're all making the world a little more real, a little more honest.
Exactly. That's what's so amazing about this. It's not just about you, it's about everyone.
Yeah.
We're changing how we see things, like on a global level.
Okay, but what about the person listening right now? And they're freaking out. They get it. They want to break free, but they have no idea where to even start. What do they do?
Deep breaths. You don't have to do this all at once. Remember, it's a journey, right? Not a finish line. Just start noticing those little moments when something feels off. Like you're doing what you should, but it just doesn't sit right. That's your signal to start asking questions.
Like your inner voice is like, hold up, something's not right here.
Yes, and don't be afraid to like try stuff out, new things, new ideas. See what feels good, what feels right for you, and be patient. This takes time. It's unlearning all that old stuff and then like figuring out what you actually believe.
It's like, give yourself permission to mess up, to be a newbie. We don't have to be experts at this right away.
Totally. There's no right way to do this. It's about what works for you.
And remember, you don't have to go it alone. There are people out there, groups, resources, people who get it.
That's huge. Reach out, connect with people, talk about it. You'll be surprised how much support there is out there, how many people feel the same way.
All right, folks, that's our deep dive. We went deep on how society tries to shape us and how this thing, intrism, can set us free. A lot to think about, right? Hopefully, we got you thinking too.
And remember, questioning doesn't mean throwing out everything you know. It's about being brave enough to look at what you believe and deciding, is this really me? It's about taking control, writing your own story.
So go out there, start questioning, be open to the unknown, and build a life that's truly yours. See you next time. Keep on diving deep.